BFBS. Horses World.
This year at the annual Army Service Women's Network Conference, one of the key discussion points will be about women being allowed to serve in frontline combat roles. Major Melanie Crawford is from the Army Service Women's Network Committee and explains how women's role in the Army has developed over the last 100 years.
Over the years, a lot more jobs have become available to service women in the Army. Years ago, during the war, for example, even medical jobs were restricted and then slowly became available to women as the manpower was necessary. But even as I was looking to join the Army when I was younger, Royal Horse Artillery, for example, wasn't available to women and now is, and is almost 50-50, I think, in terms of manpower. And even the cat badge I am now, the signals, was limited to certain trades for women. So I think the advantage of this is that if someone wants to do a job and they're capable of doing it, then there's no barriers on them doing that job and exceeding in it to the best of their ability.
This year's theme for the ASN conference is 100 years of women in combat. So how are you going to be celebrating that?
During the conference, we'll be focusing on modern issues such as women being allowed in frontline roles, but we will also nod back to the many thousands of women that have served in the Army over the last 100 years. So we're hoping to celebrate that by having some generational photo shoots. So if any service women out there have female family members who also served, perhaps we can do some family shots. If that family member is no longer with us, then perhaps they could pose with a photo of that individual in their uniform. And also we'd maybe like to do some now and then shots. So a veteran driver with a modern driver now and see the differences in uniform and vehicles. What we're looking for really is volunteers to come forward that are prepared to be in the photo shoot. We're going to do several different photo shoots over the next few months. The first one's going to be on the 26th of April in London. And where the service women are happy to do so, we will also release that imagery for recruiting for their particular cap badge.
So who can get involved in the photo shoot?
Anyone that wants to, any cap badge, any rank.
So if we'd like to get involved in the photo shoot, whereabouts can we get some more information or get in contact?
Well, people can either go onto the DII webpage and access the Army Service Women's mailbox through that, or they can contact me direct, Major Melanie Crawford, and I work at Regional Command.
This year's Army Service Women's Network Conference will be held at the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst on the 12th of October. I'm Natasha Renault in Aldershot for BFBS.